The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Okay, and welcome to episode 2 of the Magical Worlds podcast. This is the podcast that is dedicated to the promotion and looking at the behind the scenes of Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem. In this instance, book 2, which will be launching very soon. The plan is for the weekend of August 18th. That is when chapter 1 will be released. I am your host, John Russell. I also am the writer and producer and director of Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem. And this is, along the way, I play some minor characters, and we'll talk about all that as those episodes pop up. But today, in this episode, episode 2 of Magical Worlds, we are going to be interviewing our old friend Dave Weaver, who plays Greybeard in the series. So, good old Greybeard. I thought we would begin interviewing the cast members from Book 1 first, at least some of them, and so far I've got a few of them pinned down and done some pre-recorded interviews for us, and so I've managed to get Dave Weaver here for Greybeard, and we're going to talk to him, and coming up in the next episode or two, you're also going to hear from Deborah Adams, who plays Rosa Dernhelm, the leader of our band of heroes, and of course the would-be hero, Brett Gawain, who is played by Pete Lutz, and rather brilliantly, and we will talk to him real soon as well, so that's coming up in the next couple of episodes. You have that to look forward to as we get ready for the launch of Book 2. We're preparing you with this show and some other promotional stuff that you will see popping up if you're subscribed to our RSS feed, our podcasting feed. You will be getting these things popping up from the feed onto whatever it is you collect them on, and you'll get to hear all that stuff as it comes. If not, you know, you might want to keep checking in and listening to this show, or go to the website where you can get all the information. You can also sign up for our email notifications, which we do, so you get on our mailing list and you'll get things in your inbox when we release episodes and other material. Not just Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem, but, you know, all the shows that we do, because we also do an anthology series called Showcase. We also do Robots of the Company, our sci-fi comedy show, which is basically the flagship of Dream Realm Enterprises. We do a fan-produced Doctor Who series and other things. So there's all kinds of stuff on the website and on the podcast feed out there on iTunes and wherever you basically grab your podcasts. So it's all out there and it's all available, ready for you guys to consume and enjoy. So get hooked up on that. You can check us out on social media. You can check out my Twitter account, Jonathan P. Russell. And you can keep track of things on there because I make announcements there about things that are coming out and so forth. All to do with Dream Realm and our various shows. On Facebook, of course, you can also hook up on there with me, or you can go on there and hit like on our Dream Realm Enterprises page. We have a Robots of the Company page, And we also have a Magic Monsters and Mayhem discussion group. All the links are on our website, which is dreamrealmpsych.com. So you can go there and you'll find everything you need to get hooked up with us on social media and on our podcasting feed and so forth. So all that stuff is available on the website, as well as all of our shows, or most of our shows. Some of them are just on the feed. Some are no longer on the website for various reasons, but most all of them are on the podcasting feed these days. Okay, and you'll forgive us if you hear any erroneous background noises. Where I have to record, it's, you know, you can sometimes hear the neighborhood noises and people are mowing and so forth. So if you catch any of that, I apologize. But hopefully it won't interfere too much with what we're doing here. So we're basically just talking about Magic Monsters and Mayhem. And that's what this show is about. And primarily book two right now as we prepare for the launch of that series. It's very different from book one, as was mentioned in episode one of this podcast. And has been mentioned on my other podcast, DBB. The behind the scenes show that we do for all things Dream Realm Enterprises. But so we've talked a lot about Magic Monsters and Mayhem on there. And if you've listened to that regularly, you know pretty much everything that's gone on in the last year producing this show and getting it ready for release this year. It was planned to be released a lot sooner, but it didn't quite work out that way for various reasons. We've had some technical issues, and we've had some timing issues, and had some casting issues, and we've had to, as we've been in post-production, realize that there were some gaps, and we needed some new scenes added and recorded, and, you know, it's just the whole process of production is sometimes a long one, especially with a show that's this intricate. It's an ongoing, serialized story, which basically means that it's all interconnected, and an ongoing major story arc, which is Lillian Fairheart's story. If you don't know too much about the story so far, then you should either check out our trailers or go to the website and go to the Magic Monsters and Mayhem book 2 pages, and you'll get clued in about the story arc, as well as you'll get to read up on the characters and the locations and so forth in this series. There's all kinds of information on the website, which will fill you in on what's going on. And we've got a special show that we're doing as well, which will get you caught up on the whole concept of Magic Monsters and Mayhem, if you haven't heard that yet. I'm not sure if it's released by the time this is coming out, but it will be released real soon, within the next week or so. So you will get to know the series if you don't. For anybody who's just tuning in, who hasn't really heard that much of the series or hasn't heard it at all and doesn't know quite what's going on or what it's all about, I'm doing a very special show, which is sort of a guide to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, and help you to also transition from what was book one, which was very tongue-in-cheek, played very much for laughs kind of thing, even though it was an ongoing adventure as well, and somewhat serialized. Book two is very different. It's much more serialized, much more serious. There's a lot of humor in it. But it's not just played for laughs. It's very much a drama adventure kind of series now, with the ongoing story arcs and character arcs and so forth, developing characters, relationships between the characters, everything developing. But right now, I would like to get into the interview segment of this episode. And we're going to talk to Dave Weaver, who plays Greybeard the Dwarf. Talk to him a little bit about his character, and that's a fun interview. If you don't know Greybeard, he is a dwarf, and he's supposed to be the cook of the group, of the band of heroes, but he really is the brave one, along with Rosa. and ends up doing a lot of the heroic stuff rather than our would-be hero, Brett Gawain, who is more of a bumbling coward, I guess you could say, in some ways. And more talk than action, but Greybeard is less talk and more action. Although Greybeard is a lot of fun because he likes to sit around and complain a lot. And there's a lot of humor in that. So, but we'll talk about all these things now with Dave Weaver. So here is the interview with him about Greybeard, amongst other things.
I should have gone off treasure hunting with the halfling, Londo. He had the right idea, if you ask me.
You always did say that, yet no one ever asked you, Blundy. So why don't you shut your gob?
It's always the same with you lot. No one values my opinion around here. Remind me, why do I hang out with you people?
Nobody asks you to stick around, you know. You can go about your business anytime you like, Musclehead.
And you seem to think I won't do just that. One of these days, I just might, you know.
Would you just drop it, Gawain? If you were going anywhere, I think you'd have left already.
Exactly. And we know why you haven't.
Oh, yeah? And why is that, dwarf?
Because you're too busy following long after Rosa here like a lovesick puppy. You won't go anywhere except where she goes. Admit it.
All right. Welcome to the interview segment of this episode. We're talking with Dave Weaver, who plays Greybeard. Welcome to the show, Dave.
All right.
So tell us a little bit about who Greybeard is, just for the audience's sake.
I guess the great part about being asked to play a character like Greybeard is, for those of you on the outside, we are given the opportunity to audition for these parts. And we're really, when we audition for these parts, we're given a little bit of background character for these voices. And we take the voice and kind of take our spin on it. And we kind of take a guess about what we feel this character is and throw our spin on it. So we know Greybeard's an older man, kind of, a Scottish older crotchety man that has kind of been around the world and seen a lot and done a lot. And you take the information you know and you kind of put your spin on it and develop a character. And I guess I saw Greybeard as this old crotchety man that's seen what he is and developed a character and put my spin on it. And this is what I figured Greybeard would be like. So that's how I figured out Greybeard would sound like. And I guess out of all the folks that auditioned for this part, I had the interpretation that our director felt would best suit the character. So I guess I was fortunate or unfortunate, depending on how you see how it turned out, to come up with the character that was chosen to play this part.
So what's it been like to play this character for the past couple of years?
It's really been fun. You know, as you may or may not know, we don't get a great deal of money. As a matter of fact, we don't get any money to play these parts. We do this strictly for the love of the characters and the love of what we do. So playing this character, it's been fun because we love what we do, all of us that do this. And it takes time to do these parts, and we do them in our spare time. And those of us that have spare time, we have to make time when we don't. So I have a regular radio show. Excuse me, I run a radio station on my own. I have a full-time job. So finding time to do the characters is a bit of a challenge to find the time. Then there's a physical strain on doing the part. Just even performing the character is a bit of a strain on the vocal cords because Greybeard has a deeper, raspy voice, and he requires a lot of a bit of inflection, and you kind of really have to put a strain on the voice to do the character. So I always have to have either a glass of a cold beverage or a hot cup of coffee by to constantly lubricate the pipes when I'm doing this. But the love of the characters is why we do this. It's certainly not for the money. It's certainly not for the glory. But it is a love of what we do. And I just love playing characters. I love the fact that you guys out in the audience enjoy what we do. And we feed off of that. And we love the fact that you love what we do. And the fact that you guys love that we do this, that alone is gratitude enough. So aside from the physical strain on the vocal cords, the fact that you guys really enjoy listening to these things, that gives us great pleasure in doing it. And I know I not only speak for myself, but a majority of the cast members themselves, we do this because we love it.
Now, I know that physically it takes a lot to play Greybeard, and I often feel very responsible for that, a little bit bad about that, because I know that it is a strain. So how much of a strain is it on you physically to do Greybeard's voice? Because I feel like I torture you with this character, and I can hear how difficult it is for you in the raw recording. So you know, tell us a little bit about how much of a strain that actually is.
I did stress a little bit how much of a strain it is, a little bit to do the character itself. There are characters that are easy to do in your own natural voice, and there are some characters. I just happen to be blessed with the ability to mimic voices, and I started doing that at a young age. And for those of you that may or not have visited my page or my Facebook pages, my parents are both from India. So I grew up in an Indian household, and I started mimicking my parents because they had. I grew up listening to the Hindu accent, so I used to mimic them behind their backs. So I started mimicking them, and then I started mimicking TV characters. Big fan of Billy West, who is, those of you who don't know, Billy West is one of the main characters in Futurama. Billy West also does the voice of the honeybee. The Cheerios honeybee, and a lot of other characters. Read a lot of books about him, and one of the things that I read that stuck with me most is some of the best new characters are formed by poorly imitating characters you've heard other people do. And if you're not good enough to do a strict imitation of someone else, that poor imitation often develops into a new character. So by just copying other voices and copying other people's accents and trying to mimic other voices and not doing a good job, I've often come up with other characters. And that's a blessing in and of its own, to be bad at doing other people's impressions, coming up with new characters for yourself. So not only Greybeard itself, but I test a lot of voices on my morning show. Back when I had a morning show in Arizona, I've taken that and developed into other characters in commercials and a lot of other things, but it's a real blessing and curse not being good at imitating others.
So how do you feel that Greybeard has developed over two seasons now?
Greybeard's, it's been a little bit of a challenge how he's developed over the years. The first challenge is matching energy. Oftentimes you go weeks, months between doing the character itself. So trying to match that energy is difficult. Over seasons, trying to match the energy and trying to remember how you played the character last time and trying to match the energy and doing it time after time with gaps in between. How the character has developed. Greybeard himself is kind of a smart aleck, if you will, and you try to match that. As he's become more and more comfortable with his cast, he's been more and more comfortable about being more and more smart alecky with the rest of the cast members, and he's become more and more comfortable with the other cast. And I think that's the one thing he's myself playing Greybeard has become more comfortable about, being more himself with the other cast members. And I think that's part of the development of Greybeard as I've played the role.
For you, what's been Greybeard's best moment?
Oh, wow. There's been so many great moments for Greybeard. It's hard to pick just one great moment. They're all great moments. And I, to me, The best part is seeing how the scripts are presented to me, and seeing how Greybeard is being presented, and what sort of adventures he's getting into, and then taking those adventures and creating how Greybeard himself would interpret those moments, and putting them down on tape. And it's hard to say how they're all great moments. My job is to interpret those moments, and I look forward to the scripts when I get them to see what adventures Greybeard's getting into. So I really don't have one particular favorite moment. I just enjoy reading the scripts, seeing what adventures Greybeard's getting into, and interpreting those and putting those down on tape.
So what do you think is Greybeard's hope for his life going forward? You know, what's next for him, in your opinion?
There is another difficult question, because I really don't have any hopes for Greybeard. And I go back to the last answer. I really look forward to the writers on this answer, and go back to what the writers themselves put Greybeard into situations. So I really have no expectations for Greybeard except for him not to die. I just love playing the character. I hope they don't finish him off. I really look forward to what situations he'll be put into next. And I really enjoy, and I look forward to getting the scripts so that when I read them, I can see, what sort of challenging situation is Greybeard going to be into? How am I going to interpret this? And will I interpret it in a way that's pleasing to the director, pleasing to the audience? And will I put the correct amount of inflection and character of myself into Greybeard, and will it play nicely in a pleasing way to the audience? So really, I don't have any hopes for the character, and I really don't honestly put any expectation into the characters. I just really enjoy playing the characters, and I look forward to getting the scripts, seeing what situations the character is going to be put into, and then how do I interpret that, and do I develop the correct inflection and intonality into the character that will make it play correctly against the other actors in the director's mind? And will it interpret to the audience in a way that they'll see it and they'll find it pleasing? So I really try not to put my own expectations into the characters, and try to do my best to interpret the character the way the director would want it and the scriptwriters would want it done. And I think the best way for an actor to do his job is not to put his own expectation into the character, but to do his job by developing the character the way the scriptwriter and directors had hoped that they heard it in their heads, and give them back what they wanted to get the most out of their character and the way they designed it. So that's my take on the character and what I've been given over the years. I really hope the audience, you guys, have enjoyed the way I've portrayed it for you. And I hope Greybeard himself continues to deliver the kind of promising characters that you guys enjoy. And I'll keep doing my best to deliver that for you.
All right, that's cool. Thanks, Dave, for joining us. We really appreciate it. It's been great to talk to you.
Thanks a bunch.
And that was a fun interview with Dave, talking about Greybeard and so on. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. We are going to try and wrap things up a little bit. And next time we are going to be talking to Deborah Adams, who plays Rosa Dernhelm, who is the elven princess and the leader of our band of heroes on Magic Monsters of Mayhem. She served that way in book two, and of course still does in book, or rather, she served that purpose in book one and still does for book two. Let me say that correctly. But Deb is very talented, and she's wonderful in the role. And she's played a few other roles. You might know her better as Dr. Betty on Romance of the Company, because she plays that character there, which is another fun character And Deb has been with DRE for a few years now, at least 5 years now, I think, or more. So I always think of her as a new addition, and time flies because it has been half a decade. But she's done some great characters for DRE, and Rosa is probably my favorite character that she does. So we'll get to talk to her next time about Rosa and other things. So tune in then for that. Look forward to that, hopefully roughly in a week, and we'll talk to you guys more about Magic Monsters and Mayhem and the things going on behind the scenes, because right now we're very busy behind the scenes getting this show together. We've got several episodes basically ready to go, and the launch, of course, is coming up real soon. August 18th, or the weekend of, is when we plan to start releasing these episodes. Chapter 1 will hit around that time, so we'll keep you updated and firm that up as we go along. So please join us next time, and thanks for listening now. And if you have any questions or feedback, you can email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. with the subject header of MMM feedback, or, you know, MMM questions, something like that, you know, something that, so that we know that it's not spam, and we can actually answer your questions. So a lot of good stuff coming up, so hang in there with us, guys. Thanks a lot, and stay on the path.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.